So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, mitzvah hanisrafin, this is the procedure of burning a convicted person. He was inserted into a fertilizer up to his knees to prevent him from moving back and forth. A rough scarf was put inside a soft scarf and wrapped around his neck. Two people pulled the scarves from both sides until they forced his mouth open. A piece of hot molten lead was thrown into his mouth, it went down his throat and burned his stomach, from which he died. Rebuta disagrees and says, Af hu emes biyadam lohi mekaimin by mitzvah sreifa. They did not use a sudda around his neck to force his mouth open because they might choke him to death and will not have fulfilled the obligation for sreifa. Rather, el peisech es pi betzevet shaloi b'tevasa. They used tongs to force his mouth open. U'madlikas abasila v'zerko tech pi v'yiridus tech meyev v'chameres es b'nei meyev. Belazibar Tzedek relates, Maitse b'bas koin achas shazinza v'kifua chavila izmairis v'sarfua. There was an incident of a Bas Koyin who was Mezana, and the Bezin put bundles of branches around her and set them on fire, and her entire body was burned by the flames. Amrulay mimnei shalahoya Bezin shalaisa shabaki. The Chacham responded that the Bezin were Tzedukin who deny the oral law and interpret the pasuk literally that Sreifa must be Sreifa Mamish, the entire body must be burned. However, according to Halacha, Sreifa must be Sreifas Neshama v'guf kain. Only the insides are burned, but the outer body is to remain intact. Rav says the source for this method of sreifa is from Asya sreifa sreifa me'adas kairach. Gzer shavu from adas kairach to sreifa's bezin through the word sreifa. The pasuk regarding those who were burned during the incident of kairach states, Asher hikrivu hasarufim, and the pasuk of sreifa's bezin states, Ba'esh tisarf. Ma'alahal in sreifa's neshama v'guf kaim, afkan sreifa's neshama v'guf kaim. Just like the adas kairach, only their insides were burned, but their bodies remained intact. So to regarding Sreifas Bezin, only their insides ought to be burned, but their bodies ought to remain intact. Rav Elazar disagrees and says, Asya Sreifas Sreifa Mimnei Aaron. The source is through Gzeir Shav Mimnei Aaron to Sreifas Bezin through the word Sreifa. The pasuk regarding Nadav Aviv who were burned states, Yivku Esa Sreifa. And the pasuk of Sreifas Bezin states, Ba'esh Tisarf. Ma'alahal in Sreifas Neshama V'guf Kaim, Avkan Sreifas Neshama V'guf Kaim. As the Gemara explains, Rav does not make the Gzeir Shav Mimnei Aaron because he holds that there was Sreifa Mamashi. Their bodies were also burned. Similarly, Rabbi Lazar does not make the Gzeir Shav from Adas Kerech because he holds that there it was Sreifas Mamashi. And according to both opinions, the Gemara explains, even though we have Gzeir Shav which teaches Sreifa Mamash, we rather learn from the Gzeir Shav which teaches Sreifas Neshama V'guf Kaim because the Mitzvah of Ahavta L'Re'echa Kamecha obligates us to borrow Le Misa Yafa, the death penalty must be administered in the least painful or humiliating way. The Gemara explains, however, that without the Gzeir Shava, we would have assumed Sreifa Mamash, even though there's a mitzvah of Bar Lemisa Yafa, because without a Gzeir Shava, we would say that Sreifas Neshama V'guf Kaim loves Sreifa Hiklal. To burn on the inside is not considered Sreifa at all. And they would have fulfilled the Avtarech Kamecha Bar Lemisa Yafa by increasing the amount of wood so that the body burns quickly. The Gemara explains their machlekes regarding Adas Kairach as follows. Rabbi Elazar holds Adas Kairach Sreifas neshama v'guf kaim, because the pasuk states v'smachtes hachatam ma'ila b'nafshesim. The word b'nafshesim applies that only their insides were burned. While Rav holds that das kerach sreifa mamashi, and the word b'nafshesim comes to teach shenischayvu sreifal iske nafshesim, that das kerach were punished with sreifa because they consumed the food with which kerach enticed them to join him. And the machlekes regarding the bnei aaron is as follows. Rav holds bnei aaron sreifas neshama v'guf kaim because the pasuk states v'yemusul lefnei Hashem ke'ein misa. The word Vayimusa implies that their death was similar to a natural death in which the body remains intact. While Rabbi Elazar holds Bnei Aaron Sreifa Mamashi, and the word Vayimusa comes to teach the Aschel Behu Megavoy Ke'en Misa, that the Sreifa started from the inside like a natural death, but then burned the body as well, as the Brisa says, Shnei Chutin Shal Eish Yotzim Ebeis Kodesh HaKadosh Ebenech Lekula Arba, V'nechnos Hu Shnayim B'chait Mishal Zeh, V'shnayim B'chait Mishal Zeh B'sarfim. Two threads of fire came forth from the Kodesh HaKadoshim and split into four, went up both their nostrils, and they were completely burned. And the pasuk "Vateichel Eisam Eisam v'lebigdeim" teaches that only their bodies were burned, but their clothing was untouched. Zok the Mishnah: Mitzvahs haneirogin. This is the procedure of beheading a convicted person. Hoyimatizin es reisha b'sayif kederach shamalchus oisa. Bezdin severs his head with a sword, the way the government does. Reb Yehuda disagrees and says nivul hulay. This practice is too gruesome. Rather, elamanichin es reisha elasadin b'kaitzes b'kaifetz. They place his head on the board and chop it off with an axe. The Chum responded, "Emisim nuvelas mezu." This practice is even more gruesome. And the Brisa explains, Behuda agrees with the Chacham that Manichin is Reish al-Assad and Misin Menuvelasi. But even so, he holds Bezin must execute him in this manner and not through Matiz and Esreisha Besayef, because since the Malchus also executes in this manner, we are forbidden to follow the ways of the Goyim, as the Pasuk states, U'b'chukiseim lo yiseleichu. While the Rabban hold, Kibin Chsiv Sayef by Reisa lo yiminai kugaminan. Bezin may execute in this manner of Sayef, because since the Pasuk already mentioned Sayef, Bezin is merely following the ways of the Torah and not the ways of the Goyim. The Gemara proceeds with the sources for those punished with Herig, and that Herig is Besayef Umin Hatzaver. They sever his throat with a sword. The Gemara cites a later Mishnah, Elohin HaNarogit. The following two are punished with Sayef: Haritzeach, a murderer, and the Anshe Eran Nidachas, the inhabitants of a city that worship Abay Dezar. Regarding Eran Nidachas, the Pasuk states, Haketaka, we're going to Lefi Cherev. Lefi Cherev means with the edge of the sword, and teaches that they cut him with the edge, but not the Baraz Lemivres, they do not stab him. And they sever his neck, but not gistera, they do not slice his body into two, because of avahavtzerecha kamecha bar lemisayafa, the death penalty must be administered in the least painful or humiliating way. Regarding Ritzeach, the Pasuk states, v'chiyake ishtes avdoi v'goymer, nokim yinokim. And the Kim refers to Saif, as the Pasuk elsewhere states, v'evesi aleichem cherev nekemes nekambaris. However, this Pasuk serves only as a source for the kotel avda, a person who murders an evid kanani gets Saif. And the source for Ben Chayrin, one who murders a Yisrael, also gets Saif, depends. According to the Chacham hold, Herig Chamer, Herig is more severe than Chenik. The source for Saif is a Kaval Chaymer. Kotel Avd B'Saif B'nei Chayrin B'Chenik. If for killing a servant one receives the more severe Saif, then for killing a Ben Chayrin he certainly gets Saif, and not the more lenient Chenik. However, according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds Chenik Chamer, Chenik is more severe than Herig, there is no Kaval Chaymer, and the source is in the Pasuk of Egla Rufa. Ate Tevar Hadam Anoki Mikirbecho, Hukshu kol sheif chidamim le'egla rufa. There is a hekesh. All murderers are compared to egla rufa. Malahal b'sayif min hatzaver, avkam b'sayif min hatzaver. Just like the egla rufa is decapitated from its neck with a sword, so Teretzeach is executed from his neck with a sword. Nevertheless, based on v'haftarech kamecha bar le'misa yafa, there is a slight difference. An egla rufa is decapitated mimul oyer, from the back of its neck, while Teretzeach is executed min hatzaver, from the front of his neck.